السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The rulers of Pakistan are preparing to deploy Pakistan's Muslim army under the guise of security agreements with the Gulf states to protect American military bases and installations in the Middle East. Reuters news agency reported on the 17th of July that Pakistan and Kuwait are negotiating a broad defense agreement modeled on the Saudi Arabia-Pakistan agreement. According to media reports, Pakistan has already transferred thousands of troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia. Reports of similar agreements with Qatar, Bahrain, and other Arab countries have also appeared in the media. However, these defense agreements are not for the protection of Muslim lands. Instead, they are agreements to use Pakistan's military strength to protect American military bases, American military installations, and the forces of the Crusader disbelievers stationed in the region, in order to guarantee the survival of America's crumbling security architecture in this region. Thus, Pakistan's treacherous political and military leadership, like their predecessors, has once again become active in preserving American influence in the region in exchange for certain economic benefits. Hizb al-Tahrir Wilaya Pakistan asks, after the security guarantees being provided by the Pakistan Army to the Gulf states, will the American bases and military installations in the region be dismantled and America expelled from the Middle East? Do these agreements include a commitment that these Arab countries will prevent America from launching attacks on Iran from their territory? Do these agreements mean that when Iran responds to American attacks by targeting American installations in the region, Pakistan, like an ally of America and the Jewish entity, will fight Iran under the banner of these agreements? Why are these agreements being concluded only after America's failure to subdue Iran and follow Iranian attacks on American installations? Why do these defense agreements enjoy American support? And why is General Qasem Munir, who is providing Muslim armed forces through these agreements, America's favorite field marshal? Thus, the reality is absolutely clear. The purpose of these agreements is not the protection of the sacred masjid, but rather the protection of the disbelieving crusader American master, for whose sake our Muslim armed forces are being deployed. O officers and military power and protection in the armed forces of Pakistan, America continues to launch attacks on Iran from its military bases across the Arab countries and has thus far killed thousands of Muslims, including innocent young schoolgirls. These bases include Qatar's Al Udeid Air Base, which serves as the headquarters of the U.S. CENTCOM in the region, the headquarters of the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet in Bahrain, Camp Arifjan, Ali As-Salem Air Base, and Camp Buhring in Kuwait, Al Dhafra Air Base in the United Arab Emirates, which serves as a center for intelligence surveillance and air operations, and Jordan's Muwafaq al-Salti Air Base, Iraq's Ain al-Assad Air Base, and Erbil Air Base, as well as Saudi Arabia's Prince Sultan Air Base, are also American bases used in attacks against Iran. On what basis can Iranian attacks on these evil bases be considered attacks on the security of Muslim countries, when only in the past few days Iranian strikes on these bases have sent hostile American Crusader soldiers to hell and destroyed American military equipment? Indeed, Iran's attacks on American bases are entirely legitimate and, in fact, an obligation according to the Sharia. O armed forces, in this clear situation, will you merely remain spectators, or will you seize the golden opportunity to expel America from the region by removing these usurping rulers? O officers of military power and protection in the armed forces of Pakistan, these agent rulers of Muslims collectively collaborate with America against every Muslim resistance force, whether it is Hamas's Al-Qassam brigades, the Afghan Taliban, or the faction within the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, in Iran, which is fighting for freedom from American influence in order to prove that attempts to resist the American order are futile and that we should be content with subjugation under the current international order. These rulers are the true disease and cancer of this ummah. Otherwise, defeating the disbelievers is by no means a difficult task. These defense agreements with the Gulf states are yet another scheme of these rulers. It is imperative to remove these American agent rulers so that through the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, the Middle East may be unified under one state, which will drown America's Middle East project in the Strait of Hormuz. So come forward and grant Nusra, military support, to Hizb al-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, with the Imam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said.
ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم.
That is because Allah is the protector of those who believe, while the disbelievers have no protector. Surah Muhammad, ayah 11. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Say, Allah is our protector, and you, the disbelievers, have no protector." Sahih al-Bukhari, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.